Well, political newcomer Rais Mzanzi, led by Songezo Zibi, has defended its position on the Israel war, the current events taking place out there in Israel and between and in Palestine. And this is amid allegations of what is claimed as anti-Israeli sentiments within the party. Now, the party emphasizes a human rights approach, calling for a ceasefire and advocating for Palestinian sovereignty. However, it's claimed that Jewish supporters have expressed betrayal and threats to withdraw their support. Well, we are joined this evening by Rais Mzanzi's chief organizer, Makashule Ghana. Welcome, Makashule.
A very good evening, Junaid, and a very good evening to the Radio Islam listeners. It's an honor, it's a privilege for us to be in your station this evening.
Makashule, thank you for joining us. Critics have accused Rais Mzanzi of promoting anti-Israeli sentiments. Now, how does the party respond to accusations of anti-Semitism and ensuring its support for Palestinians is not misconstrued as being anti-Semitic?
Thanks, Junaid. What we have said and will continue to say as Rais Mzanzi is that there has to be a ceasefire in Gaza. The killings of civilians, of people in Gaza, the starvation, the blocking of aid into Gaza must end, and we need aid to get to Gaza. We don't want to see people being killed. We want to see peace. But peace, for peace to ensue, we need to ensure that there is ceasefire. And we continue to hold that position. Our position in terms of the need for ceasefire, the need for peace, and the need for a two-state solution is something that we have articulated, and it's, we will continue to articulate it. We are for peace, and we believe that the people of Gaza deserve to live. They also deserve to have their space under the sun, wherein they can live freely. They can support their families. Children can go to school. Hospital can function and attend to the sick. And that's why we have taken the position that we have taken. In taking that the position that we have taken, The starting point for us, or the departure point, it's the respect for human rights, and that's something that we'll continue to advocate and support.
Makashule, if I could be a bit more specific, the SA Jewish Board of Deputies, or the SAJBD, singled out one individual, Irfan Mangera, a member of the Rais Mzanzi national leadership, whose social media posts, particularly regarding the BDS movement and support for Palestine, have attracted attention and criticism, primarily, of course, from them. How does Rais Mzanzi support Irfan Mangera amidst the scrutiny, and are there any measures being taken to address these accusations and statements against him?
Irfan is a colleague. Irfan is a fellow leader within Rais Mzanzi, and Irfan will continue to be a leader within Rais Mzanzi. And we will not be dictated to in terms of the leaders of Rais Mzanzi and people that we believe are worthy of being the leaders, not only of Rais Mzanzi, but leaders in the country. So that's our position. We don't feel any pressure. So people, whatever they say, it does not affect what we do as Rais Mzanzi. Irfan knows that he's got our full support to continue doing the work that he's been doing. As I speak to you right now, Irfan is in Indonesia, where he's talking about the issues of hunger, which affect a lot of people in this country. There are millions of South Africans who go to bed hungry. And that's the support that we are offering, and we'll continue to do so. And we are not, you know, it's not something that we even have to think twice on that matter.
You know, with regards to the issue of Palestine, I mean, post-ceasefire, South Africa's relationship with Palestine has gone a long, long way. I mean, the ruling party, the ANC, has clearly stated their position time and time again. Other parties have as well. Where does Rise Mzansi stand? Understandably so, that Rise Mzansi is a new party fixated and focused on local issues. And as are many, you know, parties supposed to be, you know, focusing on their current constituents in the country itself. But it is an international matter, like other international matters as well. You've got Ukraine, you've got other issues. And should Rise Mzansi be a national player, if not in this elections, but somewhere down the line, what would be their stance on Palestine? Would it be the two-state solution? How would it work?
I have said earlier, that the position that we are on is that there has to be a ceasefire, there has to be peace, there must be a return to normalcy, the killing must stop, and there has to be a two-state solution. But you can only get there when there's peace. You can't get to a situation wherein the state of Palestine and the state of Israel can be coexist when there's no peace. You know, like peace has to be the prerequisite to get to that point. That's why we are saying that the killings and the bombings needs to stop so that there's peace, and the people in Israel and Palestine then need to be able to then ensure that there's a state of Palestine and the state of Israel. And that's a position that we have advocated, and it's a position that we'll continue to advocate.
Bagashule, 29th of May is round the corner, wherein the South Africans go to the national polls to, either keep the current government or elect them out or vote according to their understanding. Rise Mzansi, I mean, how has been your progress in getting your message out? How confident are you that you will have a good showing at the polls come end of May?
As the chief organizer of Rise Mzansi, I'm very much confident that after the 29th of May, Rise Mzansi will be in parliament. Rise Mzansi will be represented in provincial legislatures. I just came back now from a two-day campaigning in the Free State. And the message that we have received, not only in the Free State, but across the country, is that South Africans say they need new leaders. They need new leaders that will fight for the safety of South Africans, will ensure that South Africans don't go to bed hungry, will ensure that the local governments function. They need new leaders that will be accountable to the people, because when all is said and done, this democracy belongs to the people, and Rise Mzansi is well poised and very confident from where I am even now. I was briefing the organizers across the length and breadth of this country in terms of the forecast for the next 30 days, and to ensure that we don't get intimidated in any way, and we stay focused on ensuring that Rise Mzansi represents the hopes and aspirations of South Africans in parliament and provincial legislatures.
Bagashule Ghana, thank you for joining us on Radio Islam International with that discussion. And thank you, of course, for your input and your discussion with regards to matters related to the party and otherwise.
Thank you very much. We will always be available whenever the station requires our comments on any issues, because we are here to serve the people of this country, regardless of which background they are in. We support South Africans. And we are at the forefront of ensuring that there are new leaders come the 29th of May.
Well, that was Rise Mzansi's chief organizer, Makashule Ghana, talking to us about what has become maybe a bit of a firestorm out there, right, with regards to the statements or the tweets made by Irfan Mangera. And this is regards what some had interpreted as anti-Semitic. Of course, anti-Semitic is the trump card that is now currently being used quite actively by, and has been used for a long, long time now, but, being drawn out out as the very reason of why such protests should not take place. Where in the world does advocating for the rights of any group and their existence demand that another group be deprived?